Learning Ambassadors. Associate Professor Barry Golding from the University of Ballarat has been researching the importance in Australia of men's sheds. This is an extract from an interview recorded in Adelaide in early 2006.
Well, I guess if you fly into any city, you'll see a lot of sheds down the back of almost every house. So I guess most people think of men's sheds as being individual sheds. The study I'm involved in is looking at sheds, in particular men's sheds in community contexts. These are ones that are available to and accessible to men in small towns, in suburbs, in cities, which aren't private sheds in a sense. So these are places where more than one man comes and which are typically associated with some sort of organisation.
Barry, why the need to research men's sheds?
It's a lot of people ask this. It seems like sheds actually probably started and proliferated first here in South Australia, in part out of older organisations like agricultural machinery, sheds, railway preservation societies. They weren't called men's sheds in previous eras, but I suspect they served a similar function where they brought men together who could practice and share the skills that they have, some of which are old skills with old tools, and create things and preserve things for community and create things for community organisations. However, in South Australia, they've been particularly important, particularly in the last decade, for a number of Vietnam veterans. Quite a number of sheds in South Australia have their base in veterans organisations or in former RSLs. There's another group of men who are in aged care centres, and a practitioner here in Adelaide, Keith Bettany, has done some really interesting work on the way in which sheds are important, particularly for men who are experiencing dementia. And in a sense, a shed can be used as a form of reminiscence recollection. And so if you bring out an old oil can, or if you bring out an old docket, or if you bring out an old plane, or if you bring out an old manual about a Ferguson tractor, these sorts of things can actually bring back memories of men and engage them in something that they're actually able to share and enjoy. And in that sense, I guess they're a form of activity and therapy. In addition, there's a lot of men, particularly in rural areas, but also in cities, with a disability, who are in retirement, men who've experienced some sort of trauma, men who've experienced retirement recently, loss of a partner, loss of a family home, loss of access to children. Any one of those things would send a lot of adults sideways very, very badly for a long period of time. A number of the men that I've been interviewing and surveying have experienced all of those things in the last 5 years. For around half of the men that I've surveyed, the shed that they come to is the only place they come to each week outside of the place that they actually spend their days. And they've talked in the interviews about the need to do something other than decide what they're going to have for tea on their own or with their partner. They need to come and meet other men. The research that I'm doing is showing the importance of friendship, of companionship. There's something about being with other men that, in fact, one of the groups I've actually been to colloquially call their shed the playgroup, not because they're just playing, but because it's one of the only opportunities they have, in a sense, to fool around. And I should stress, they're not fooling around with their tools. They're very safe. Just in case people have this idea that it's sort of about beer and swearing, the rules are very clear in many of these sheds. There's certainly no alcohol. But when men get together, they can, in a sense, share things. They can not only share the tools and share the activities, but they can then, once they get to know each other, talk about other things, presumably things to do with their experiences at home, with their health issues, with their feelings, things that they wouldn't otherwise engage with in a therapeutic situation, and they certainly wouldn't do these things in a typical adult learning centre where it's mostly women. What I'm finding is that men of all ages who have had negative experiences of school typically get their learning through practical, hands-on, kinesthetic learning situations. And whether that's a young guy of 18 or whether that's a man of 40 or whether that's a man of 85, there's clearly something about learning practically, hands-on, in situations where there isn't a compulsion, there isn't an expectation, and in those situations magic can happen. When you've got former tradespeople who've got 20 to 30 years of experience with tools and with wood and with metal, they can actually share many of those skills with other men. It's not formal learning, it's not accredited learning, and it's not necessarily about people on their way back to work. Many of these men are so traumatised by life experiences, by personal experiences, by health problems, that they will never enter the paid world of work again. But these are men, these are people with quite desperate needs. And if they've come back from the war, any war, if they've come back from difficult situations in jobs, if they've been retrenched, if they've lost a partner, a lot of men have got particular recognisable needs. They're certainly not being met by the adult and community education system, which is increasingly designed for people who are re-entering vocational education and training. They're not often met by therapeutic situations. Psychologists and social workers and health workers can only do a certain amount. In a sense, these men sheds in community contexts are about men creating at the grassroots level a place for themselves where they feel comfortable, where they feel at home, where they feel in control, where they don't feel compulsion. These are very valuable in terms of what they're doing for people, in terms of the money they're saving governments, in terms of health, well-being, learning and giving back to the community. It's easy to dismiss them as just being a lot of old men down in the shed, and I think that's how a lot of people would see them, but there's magic happening.
Associate Professor Barry Golding from the University of Ballarat. That interview was first broadcast in March 2006 in Learning Works on PBAFM in Adelaide. For Adult Learning Australia, I'm Tony Ryan.